This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the big question is, are you that exceptional American? And my answer to that is, yes, you are. You might not think that you are that exceptional American. You might think that you are just an American. You're beat down. After 8 years of someone telling you how bad it is to be an American, how bad it is to be a Christian, how bad it is to be a Protestant. You evildoers out there, you evil Americans, you colonists, you monsters of America. 8 years of that can get to you. We get it. But we're here to lift you up. We're here to say, look at, you are an exceptional American. It's time to stand up and step out as exceptional Americans. And that's what we're trying to do here on this radio show. We're bringing it back. You see, we are the anti-Agenda 21 people. We are the ones that are against the totalitarian mindset that you just suffered through for 8 years. In the state of California, you got a few more years of it. You know what I mean? But things are coming to a head. We have great faith here on Agenda 21 Radio, and exceptional Americans do too. So if you are one of those beat down Americans, don't be beat down any longer. Be brought up. You are exceptional. And thanks for listening to, well, what we think an exceptional American radio show is all about. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on in this third hour of the show. You can catch the show, audio portion of it, up on our podcast. Later, YouTube. You'll be getting all the details on YouTube. Okay, what in the world is going on in this hour? This hour, we're going to be talking about the Oroville Dam. Yep, got to talk about it. We've got some contracts rolling around out there. Flows are good. Everything is coming up roses, or poppies, I guess you can say. And by the way, in Northern California, it is absolutely stunning with all this heavy rain. in all this flooding, there's certainly a lot of color in terms of flowers. And we still have April showers going on, which are going to bring forth even more May flowers. Boy, I'm telling you, we're living that dream right now up here in Northern California. We can see it. I mean, it is absolutely stunning. In the mountains, well, the mountains not so much. You still got a lot of snowpack. The snow melt is on, though. And we still have April showers coming. We've had a couple of deluges. Drinking too much coffee, deluge of rain that has come through here in two different storms. And there's more to come. And they're going to get warmer. And guess what? Yeah, snow melt's on. The melt season is here. And we're in the first inning of the game, as Chris Street would say. Because he was talking about with Oroville, it was pregame for the last couple of months. When we wiped out, or had wiped out starting in February, the spillway. And now we're in the first inning. Batter up. Batter up. We got May and June to get through there. That will be a nine-inning ball game. And will there be extra innings is the big question in the Oroville Dam. My feeling is yes. Do you see the highest amount of water to come into the reservoir at Oroville happens in June when the snowmelt is complete? And how long will that snowmelt last? You know, I used to live in the Sierras for 9 years. I get it. Sometimes you get seasons when snowmelt doesn't, it lasts all year. It lasts all year, 12 months out of the year, it's got snow. It's melting year-round. So that could be problematic for the Oroville Dam. And, of course, now they've let a contract out to a company that's out of Omaha that has been helping to build, are you ready for this, the Bay Bridge. No overruns there with Chinese material. No, 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 no. You get my drift? Chinese workers, Chinese material. Are they going to bring in or import Chinese workers to build the Oroville spillway is a big question now. At least it is in my mind. But, you know, you hear you have Donald Trump talking about what? He's talking about American jobs first, America first. And I bet you Jerry Brown and his ilk are hoping that this new company called Kiewit, well, it's not new, Kiewit Infrastructure West Company is going to start repairing the dam, and they're going to get it all completed by November 1st. So are they going to have to call in the Chinese to help them? You know, save cost, of course, like they did with the Bay Bridge. Well, I'm just throwing that out there because, you see, ladies and gentlemen, anywhere there's a Jerry Brown, there's dirt, there's filth, there's corruption. And he is the current governor. El Presidente. So is this Kiewit Infrastructure West Company, are they dirty too? Are they going to bring in Chinese work? Are we going to have American workers work the bridge? Work the bridge. Not only the bridge, but how about that spillway and the dam? There's still work to be done by this company. Are they going to stick with Americans first? And there are unions that are clamoring for this work with American workers, by the way. And I would think Jerry Brown would be on board with that with his union buddies. Or is he holding out for the infrastructure money of $52 billion that you and I in California and even in the rest of the nation are going to have to pay for infrastructure that he should have already taken care of as governor 7 years ago? And he did not. He did not do that. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a major crisis in this country, and Donald Trump has been exemplifying and showing us examples of what we need to do to turn our country around. Now, on the left coast, we have a governor who's showing you how corrupt it has been, purposefully allowing infrastructure to decay over time and knowing full well the dangers, Jerry Brown, Edmund G. Brown Jr., has at risk about 2.5 million Americans in the shadow of a collapsing dam. You see, it's game time. It's game time in California. It's batter up. And who's on the mound throwing curveballs? Jerry Brown Jr. And who's catching the ball? Javier Becerra. Who's on first? Kevin DeLeon. Who's on third? Gil Garcia. And who's at second base? Alex Padilla. By the way, most of those names are mentioned in the book Enemies Within by Trevor Loudon. It's all about the totalitarians in that book, and it's all about the communists in that book. I wonder why you would have an infield and a pitcher on that team mentioned in that book. Ladies and gentlemen, what is that infield doing out there? It's who's going to win the game. But I do want to tell you something. It's the top of the first, and it's our home field. It's our home field advantage. And no matter who we put up to bat, no matter who it is, they're going to be an exceptional American. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Yeah, welcome back to the 21 Radio. Get the screaming thing going out here. Talk about the crazy train. You're on it. It's okay that exceptional Americans ride the crazy train every once in a while. Actually, it's time to get off the crazy train and get on the bullet train of Jerry Brown, right? Oh, boy. No, I haven't flipped the script on you. No, I'm not one of those kind. I haven't flipped the script. What I have done is just sort of razzed you a little bit. Let's get down into some of the basic meat and potatoes of Agenda 21. United Nations Agenda 21. That totalitarian scheme that's designed to destroy America and create the one world order that we all so want, right? Nancy Pelosi wants it. Oh, and George Bush the senior and junior want it. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, oh, they want it. They want it badly. They want to destroy America by destroying our borders. Do you realize that? And by the way, there is a program. Cal Exit is gone kaput. Nine yet gone. As I used to say to my Russian kids, Одна линия. Form one line. One line. Over there, you walk Cal Exit. Cal Exit is no more. Cal Exit has thrown in the towel. Believe it or not, and this is, I know, a shocker to most people, but Cal Exit has really, literally thrown in the towel. It's no more yet gone. Well, they say they're not gone. They say that we could be back. This is the story that came. I think this is out of the SAC B, actually, part of it. Some of it I've written, so some of it's out. Let's listen to a little bit of the Cal. I know, listen, it's okay if we listen to this. It really truly is if we listen just a little bit to the Cal Exit discussion going on here. This was, I think, in the early days when they first started to form Cal Exit. And it's interesting, they are a protest group here.
The reason that we're here today is that we wanted to point out to everybody in California that the American system's broken. It's failing and it's sinking. And that you as a Californian have a choice to make. Do you go down with that ship out of tradition, or do you sail on your own? The fact is that everyone knows California basically operates as a nation already. We could be a nation. That's not the question. The question is if you are willing to vote and move us along that path to do that.
Let me stop you here for a second and fill in the blanks. That was, I think, in January, something like that. In answer to Trump, right? A movement to break away the state of California, to secede. We were all over this, as you recall. No one else was talking about it. A few people who saw it as a threat primarily because of the financing for this Cal Exit program. They used to be known as Yes California, and actually I still think they have their documents for Yes California as a 501c4, I believe. Then they formed Cal Exit being funded by, and they were getting money from, a George Soros Foundation. Oh, surprise, surprise, right? And also the Ryusei Sasakawa Peace Foundation. Little known facts. It's hard to get that out of the Secretary of State now. But yes, money was received, which we gleefully pointed out to you on Agenda 21 Radio. We were just happy to let you know about that organization, which is directly linked to Jerry Brown Jr. Oh, I get it. El Presidente. That's why you call him. Yes, that's why I called Jerry Brown El Presidente. Because his rapidio, I'm slipping into my Spanish stuff here. And trust me, I will speak high Spanish. Well, maybe. I'll slip into Southern California, Mexican Spanish, as they used to call it. But the rapid movement of California to a Latin state, sponsored by Jerry Brown and his friends. Guess what? El Presidente Jerry Brown, he could be president on his own of California. He doesn't need no stinking United States presidency. He can be the president of his own country, and he was acting that way. We're calling him out. So were other people like Katie Grimes calling him out. Hey, Jerry, why are you forming all of these treaties with other countries? Hello? You didn't know that was happening, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, yeah, we outed that a couple years ago. It just so happened he was making one treaty, actually, with a state governor in Oregon who resigned because of his affiliations, his girlfriend's affiliations, with a guy by the name of Tom Steyer, the billionaire, the globalist, one world order person who comes along and helps Jerry Brown out every once in a while, who's on the same playing field as Jerry Brown. Oh, in the left field we have Tom Steyer. Center field, of course, George Soros. I forgot that, right? I forgot the outfield. We had three more cast of characters. We'll figure out who's in the left field. Right field is Steyer. No, I'll put him in the right field. You know, I don't want... He's got a pretty good arm. He's got a lot of money. He's got a pretty good arm. He can make the throw without a cutoff man, of course. We're talking baseball, right? Anyway. So, right. It was Sasakawa. Peace Foundation back in this money-wise, all that. The guy you just heard was a guy by the name of Marcus Ruiz Evans. Now, I don't want to bust your bubble, people. Not only is he Islamic-related by way of Russia, the radical Islamic terrorist in Russia, Al-Qaeda affiliate, by the way, but he's also a member of, you guessed it, La Raza. And he was talking about destroying the state of California. Gee, legally, of course, he's got a proposition going on there. Really? Yeah, really. That's Marcus Ruiz Evans. He's got a little bit of a problem
to do that.
Yeah, Marcus Ruiz Evans. Well, no more. What has happened to this group? And this is interesting. Supporters of a proposed constitutional amendment to make California its own country have halted signature gathering efforts, yet intend to try again in the coming weeks with a retooled proposal and campaign to qualify for next year's ballot. Okay, I said this about that back in January. In other words, I said the following statement about their proposal to be on the ballot to form a new state. I said it was doomed. It's not going to happen. Because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to form a new state, let alone a new country, and how you get about it. You see, there is a constitutional process, and this is what we were gleefully pointing out to people. If you want to form a new state, it is a withdrawal from another state that helps you to create it. We don't have any new territories except for, like, Puerto Rico. You know, I think some of the South Sea Islands that are protectorates. Now, there's the territorial process for forming a new state. That can happen. There's also a process of separating from one portion of a state to form a new state. It's not only in the U.S. Constitution. It's in the state constitution of California. It can be done. It can be legally and lawfully done. You cannot sue to form a state. You can't do that. Suing does not get you a new state. Now, the other part of it, these guys just don't want to form a state. No, they want to secede. They want to break away from the country. Now, the last time that happened, around 1860, when states started to form out or fall out like Virginia, it ultimately gave way to a new state called West Virginia, by the way, which we'll talk about at some other time. But this is the point. The last time we had a secessionist movement, it ended badly for everybody. Almost 700 million people died, mostly white men trying to free slaves. Whole towns, whole communities were wiped out. So guess what? What did they propose? What were they talking about? We brought you that information too. They were talking about killing white people as part of the revolution to create that new country. Stay with us. I'm sure you will.
Get out! Hello, Cold War!
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. A21R.com, paul@A21R.com is my email. Please feel free to email me. I'm getting emails and texts, as you can well imagine, about this CalExit thing, which is not a goodbye. Well, so they say. But the more I talk about this group, well, the quicker we can get rid of this group and move on to the other group in which we have seen the George Soros money flow to. Oh, yeah. We'll be talking about that. You bet we will. Wherever George Soros money goes, you can bet there's corruption and the will to destroy the United States of America in all of its forms. Borders, anybody? George Soros is very good about that. Also, drugging people through marijuana. Medical marijuana, anybody? Oh, yeah. The big ruse, the big lie of medical marijuana destroying lives all around the country. George Soros sponsors, of course. But people like the money. Oh, yeah, that money. That money feels so good coming from marijuana and killing kids. Did I say that? See, we people who have worked in the bidet and seen the effects of this drug know exactly what these people are up to. That's why Jerry Brown is so productive as a governor, of course. He has their back. The new industry, California. Oh, but that's not what I'm here for. I'm here for right now to talk about CalExit and regionalism. That's the other thing. But this Ruiz Evans and his other associate sponsor, a Louis J. Martinelli. Now listen to this. A pair of leaders of the Yes California effort said Monday they were pulling the plug on the so-called Cal exit proposal. The decision follows months of negative publicity. I can't imagine why they would have... I wonder if Agenda 21 Radio had any impact upon the negative publicity that Cal exit was getting. What do you think? I hope so. In fact, I'm celebrating the statement right now. Break out the champagne bottles, please. A little early in the morning, I know, but coffee's fine. Coffee's fine. Negative publicity surrounding the whereabouts and motivations of Louis J. Martinelli, a leader of the campaign. Are you ready for this one? Who currently lives in Russia. See that, Putin? He was up to something after all. He was up to the Cal exit thing. That's Putin's fault, this Cal exit thing. Oh, Vladimir, please. I'm so disappointed in you. Now we find out you were tinkering around with the Democrats' election campaign for Donald Trump, for Hillary Clinton. And we know that you stabbed her in the back. And Vladimir, we know that Russian reset, which was misspelled, by the way, that button just didn't quite work all the way now, did it? And, you know, Vlad, I'm sure you have bad feelings towards Hillary because she was trying to destroy your election in 2011, right? Remember that, Vlad? I'm sure you haven't forgotten that. So it's Vlad's fault. It's Putin's fault. Of course, it's the Russians' fault that... Martinelli, see, it's the evidence right here. Martinelli, a leader of the campaign, currently lives in Russia. There it is. Get it? Boy, I'm so glad these guys... You know what? The Democrats were right. The Democrats were right. It was Putin. Putin's trying to destroy California, too. Because... a person who is involved with this leadership group, this Martinelli guy, lives in Russia. Here's the problem with this whole scenario. And, of course, they went out and created a... what did they do there? They created an embassy. The nation of California. The Republic of California, as they called it. Embassy in Russia. Maybe you didn't get that when it was in Moscow. We're all kind of laughing at that. Well, I'm sorry. Who is this Martinelli guy? He's actually a teacher, and he teaches English. I'm sorry. He's a man of faith as well. It's a faith that differs from Vladimir Putin. So, you know, all I can say is, what faith? I'm sorry. He's a member of Al-Qaeda. I forgot to tell you that. A radical Muslim from Chechnya. Oh, Chechnya. Oh, we just had the Boston Marathon yesterday and no bombing from Chechens, I might add. That's who we're dealing. Oh, and then I forget, and then there's Evans and La Raza. What kind of bad chemistry is that to want to form CalExit, ladies and gentlemen? This is what the statement says. Organizers said they want to make a clean break from any push tainted by perceived links to Russian leader Vladimir Putin. They aren't related to Vladimir Putin. Putin doesn't have his hands on this at all. George Soros does. Jerry Brown does. The left does. This is their effort to destroy the borders of California from the United States of America. It's their effort. It's their fault. And you know what? It's backfired on them. Californians have figured it out. Negative publicity, they brought the negative publicity onto themselves. And outing them, we're so proud that we outed these people. And they haven't gone away. No, that George Soros money, it's still here in California. It's just looking for a place to land. Maybe to form a new country. I don't know. Maybe the effort they're talking about coming back to create is going to be a new country. I don't trust any of these people. Anywhere there's Soros money, anywhere there's a foundation, moveon.org or whatever, how can you trust these people? when they have one thing in mind, and that is to destroy the United States of America, to take away your freedoms, to take away your guns, to destroy you and your family. That's their goal, guys. That is what this is all about. Vladimir Putin getting blamed again for CalExit. How ridiculous can you get? And you know what? We're not falling for it. We know that in America, the freedoms that we have and we enjoy come to us from God. I don't think we're being misled at this point in time by our own internal knowledge about our country as exceptional Americans. And in California, we have a lot of exceptional Americans who have said, wait a minute, enough is enough. And that's why this whole thing failed. Well, also because they're ignorant. They're really, really ignorant. And this is the big point, ladies and gentlemen, about this whole thing. And this is why I said it was doomed from the beginning. We have a constitution. And in the constitution, there's a way you can form a new nation and break away your state. It has to be done constitutionally. And if the constitution and the people, the states don't vote and go your way and you want to form a new state, you only have one other alternative, and that's violence. There's a court decision in Texas versus White, Supreme Court decision, in which they say that. This goes back to 1867. There's only two ways to do it constitutionally, do it the right way, and or violence, a revolution. Well, you know what? We tried that in 1860. Didn't work out too well, did it? It will not work out well, but there were those that were calling for just that in California. As late as December, meetings were being held to discuss how to, well, create the revolution and break away California as a new nation on its own and do so by violence. And who was in attendance at the meeting? Five officials from where? The Obama administration. And a lot of Democrats from Sacramento. I think some of those were even mentioned in Trevor Loudon's book, The Enemy Within. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes and author will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
One, zero.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, Agenda21Radio.news, Agenda21Radio.news, A21R.com. Both of those addresses are good that will get you to our website, Agenda21Radio.news or Agenda21Radio.com. Paul at Agenda21Radio.news will get you to the email. Also, A21R.com will get you there. Paul at A21R.com. Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com, is a sponsor of the show. Numana.com/agenda21. That's the address for all of your needs relative to, guess what? Yeah, survival. And we're pushing this stuff right now pretty hard. I really have been kind of not pushing it. It's been up, and we've done some commercials and so on over the years, and we get sales and commissions and all that stuff, but starting to push it a little harder right now, because I think there's some big need, especially in the area that we're at. I'm just being up front. Now, a lot of you have providers for survival food. That's great. If you don't, try Numana. And stay with your other company. I'm not trying to take away from them or what you're trying. I'm not doing that. I'm just trying to do this as a service because I think it's important. Liberty Tour 6 is coming up, which we're going to be talking about a lot of this stuff. And we'll have a lot of vendors there. Not a lot, but several vendors that we've had over the past several years there. In years now. This is our sixth Liberty Tour. And boy, are we going to make some headlines with this, because Scott Cahill will be here. He is the expert in dams that everybody is citing and looking towards to try and help with this Oroville Dam situation, because we've had such a calamity of things happening there. And we've been able to sort through it. So anyway, Liberty Tour 6 is coming this Saturday. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and click on the Liberty Tour 6. Okay, now, one of the big things that goes on in the world of Agenda 21 is regionalism. Regionalism, the notion where you have a city and a county joining forces with other cities and counties into a regional complex in which you have representatives from those regional organizations that represent your city, even though they don't represent, or they're not elected by you for your city. And so what it is, it's another tier of government in which all decisions are made for all cities, and the individual cities don't get to make the individual decisions for themselves. There is a term for this in Russian, this term for regionalism. It's called Soviet-style governance. Soviet, you know, Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. That's why I put on the flag that we fly for California now, the California Soviet Socialist Republic. It's no longer just California Republic. It's the Soviet Socialist Republic because of regionalism. The big person who is pointing this out to the world right now is Gary Grindahl, and he's taken on, he's going to city councils in Southern California and taking on some big wigs and big things. Listen up.
It is April the 18th, 2017. We are in Redondo Beach outside the city council chambers. Tonight, we're going to be fighting CCA, Community Choice Aggregation, which is the latest scam in Agenda 21. What they are trying to do is they are trying to circumvent the Southern California monopoly, which is not a good thing. We don't need a monopoly here in Southern California with our energy, but their solution to that is more government. So what they want to do is they want to create a brand new JPA to administer our energy. For those of you who watch my videos, SCAG, the Southern California Association of Governments, is a JPA. So they want to create a whole new SCAG to administer our energy policy, and we don't need more layers of government. So that's why we're here tonight.
So what are your options with us? We're asking you to form a JPA with your neighbors here in the South Bay, as well as West Side cities that want to work with us. And we want to have that joint powers authority, that JPA, run this CCA. We'd like each of the participating cities to have a seat on the board, and we think a board of 14 to 20 cities is about just the right mix.
Good evening, Redondo Beach City Council. Gary Galena, local resident. This is definitely a scam. A lot of people behind me realize that this is an expansion of government. What this is about taking a problem we have with private sector, which I don't really consider Southern California Edison private sector, but supposedly it is, and fixing their issues with a government solution, and it's a solution that we do not like. This is about putting the people of California onto renewable energy, which is all government mandated, and I should not use the word mandate because most of the language states that it's not mandated, that it's optional for the cities to do it. But the point I want to make is the free market does not like renewable energy. If the free market liked renewable energy, it would be producing it instead of the government forcing it onto all of us. Now, what everyone needs to understand that's very important is this whole JPA scam. I think the people at home need to really realize what it is that is about to happen to them. Everyone needs to look up the Southern California Association of Governments. That is a joint powers authority, a JPA. That is an unelected board. They basically serve as the parliament of Southern California. They are very much like the European Union Parliament. They are unelected, and they meet in downtown LA at 9 in the morning in the middle of the week when no one can go to their meetings. I went to their main regional council meeting last year in April when they passed a regional transportation plan. That was 52 mayors and city council members all sitting around in a room, and they passed a document that recommends a raise in taxes of $500 billion to recreate Southern California into this walkable, bikeable, pedestrian utopia where no one leaves their area and everyone lives in the same building that they work in.
Yeah. And what's wrong with that, right? Stack and pack housing, and everybody's on bicycles. Nobody in cars any longer. And that's exactly what they discussed last year, how they're going to do that to Southern California. Take your cars away. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.com, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com, paul at a21r.com is my email, numana.com/agenda21, numanna.com/agenda21 for your survival prepper needs. Tax mediation services. This is a taxing time. 1-800-711-5095. And the Liberty Tour. Go to our website and visit with the Liberty Tour. Great articles in local papers today coming out about the Liberty Tour. Great boost. We really appreciate one of our top talkers in the Northern California area, Lou Benninger, for stepping up and making some really, really good comments about the Liberty Tour. Okay, Bundy trial. We don't have any information. I'm getting calls for this. This is the latest. I'm going to give you just a few seconds of what we have here from John Lamb.
Good afternoon, everyone. Another busy day down here at the Las Vegas Federal Courthouse, just with all of the supporters that have showed up. But as of yet, we have no verdict yet. So we're hoping, we was hoping to have you something today, but we have no news so far today.
Okay, so no news today, as according to John Lamb. That was yesterday afternoon. They thought that, but this is like the second full day of deliberations, and the jury's been asking a lot of questions. We're going to bring it to you when we find out. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, Tax Mediation Services, 1-800-711-5095. Agenda21radio.news, a21r.com, and paul at a21r.com is my email. And like I say at this time of the radio show, ladies and gentlemen, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.